Fusion GPS confirms steal past anti-Trump material to FBI from creepy Clintonista Cody Scherer. By Aaron Klein on December 5, 2019. A book by the co-founders of Fusion GPS confirms that dossier author Christopher Steele passed to James Comey's FBI anti-Trump material compiled by Cody Scherer, a shadowy former tabloid journalist who has long been closely associated with various Clinton scandals. That Scherer's memo made its way to the FBI raises further questions about the origins of the agency's Russia collusion probe. In their new book, Fusion GPS co-founders Glenn Simpson and Peter Fritsch make the following disclosure about Steele's initial meetings with Rome-based FBI Special Agent Michael Gaeta. The FBI's Gaeta had asked Steele to share anything he deemed potentially relevant. The Scherer memo qualified, in Steele's mind. He provided a copy of the memo to the FBI at meetings in Rome on October 3, with a handwritten note on the front, scrawled in the back of a Roman taxi, explaining his understanding that the document had been written by Scherer and that he had no knowledge of its sourcing and couldn't vouch for its veracity. Copies of the report and Steele's note were dutifully recorded in the FBI's file documenting its dealings with Steele. It was at Steele's 2016 meetings with Gaeta that the unsubstantiated dossier material was first given by Steele to the FBI alleging collusion between Russia and Trump's 2016 presidential campaign. National Review previously dubbed Scherer a creepy Clinton confidant and the strangest character in Hillary's vast left-wing conspiracy. Simpson's book relates that Steele obtained Scherer's memo from Jonathan M. Weiner, an Obama State Department official who was an associate of Steele. Weiner got the memo from longtime Clinton confidant Sidney Blumenthal, whom Weiner previously described as an old friend. After his name surfaced in news media reports related to probes by House Republicans into the dossier, Weiner authored a Washington Post op-ed in which he conceded that while he was working at the State Department he exchanged documents and information with Steele. Weiner further acknowledged that while at the State Department, he shared anti-Trump material with Steele passed to him by Blumenthal. Weiner wrote that the material from Blumenthal, which Weiner in turn gave to Steele, originated with Cody Scherer. Last year, The Guardian newspaper reported the FBI had been utilizing a dossier authored by Scherer as part of its since-discredited probe into Trump and alleged Russian collusion. The Guardian reported the so-called Scherer memo was given to the FBI by Steele in October 2016. The newspaper reported that, like Steele's dossier, Scherer's memo cites an unnamed source within Russia's FSB alleging Trump was compromised by Russian intelligence during a 2013 trip to Moscow in which the future president purportedly engaged in lewd acts in a five-star hotel. Scherer's name, meanwhile, was mentioned in a January 25 letter from Senator Chuck Grassley, chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, addressed to the DNC and to Marky Elias, an attorney at the Perkins Coie law firm. The Washington Post previously reported that Elias, utilizing Perkins Coie, retained Fusion GPS to conduct the firm's anti-Trump work on behalf of both Clinton's presidential campaign and the DNC. In his letter, Grassley inquired about a second possible memo on Trump, asking whether anyone at the DNC ever received other memoranda written or forwarded by Mr. Steele regarding Mr. Trump. Grassley further asked the DNC to provide all communications to, from, copying, or relating to numerous individuals for the periods of March 2016 through January 2017, including any communications between the DNC and Scherer. A criminal referral authored by Grassley and Lindsey Graham, RSC, contains redacted information that Steele received information from someone in the State Department, who in turn had been on contact with a foreign subsource who was in touch with a redacted name described as a friend of the Clintons. Numerous media reports stated that the second dossier author mentioned in the Grassley-Graham memo was Scherer. According to sources who spoke to CNN, Scherer's dossier is actually a set of notes based on conversations with reporters and other sources. CNN reported that Scherer had circulated those notes to assorted journalists, as well as to Blumenthal. Scherer has numerous close personal and family connections to the Clintons and has reportedly been involved in numerous antics tied to them. His brother-in-law, Strobe Talbot, was friends with Bill Clinton when the two were students at Oxford. Talbot went on to become special advisor to the Secretary of State during the first Clinton administration. Derek Scherer, Cody's brother, was Clinton's ambassador to Finland. The Independent reported on a government investigation of whether Scherer misrepresented himself as working on behalf of the Clinton State Department in Bosnia in the 1990s. National Review further reported on Scherer's efforts in Bosnia. In the middle of the decade, for reasons that remain unclear, he traveled to Europe to negotiate with associates of Radovan Karadzic, the Bosnian Serb president known to have orchestrated the mass killings of Bosnian Muslims, including the Srebrenica genocide, during the brutal Yugoslav wars. Representing himself as an agent of the State Department, Scherer told his Serbian contacts, which included members of Karadzic's family, that he could reduce the severity of impending war crimes charges if Karadzic surrendered. He claimed he was in contact not only with his brother-in-law, but also with then-Secretary of State Madeleine Albright and even with President Clinton himself. A subsequent State Department investigation found that the Serbs paid Scherer at least $25,000 for his efforts, though the Serbs themselves claim he was paid much more. Emails hacked from Blumenthal's AOL account discuss a plan with Scherer to put paid operatives on the ground along the Libya-Tunisian border for about $60,000. The emails talk about the General Engrange, which ProPublica reported was a seeming reference to David L. Grange, founder of Osprey Global Solutions, a military contractor reportedly seeking to work with Libya's transitional government. Scherer's name was directly associated with a Blumenthal message to Clinton that may have resulted in the Secretary of State meeting with Mahmoud Jibril, an opposition figure in Libya who would later serve as interim prime minister during Libya's civil war. National Review reported. The March 6, 2011 email released by the Benghazi Committee, however, illustrates a more direct link between Clinton and Scherer. Cody, on his own, still at heart an indefatigable journalist, simply picked up the phone and had a conversation with one of the key figures in the Libyan National Council. Blumenthal writes, copying Scherer's intelligence memo directly into the email. Scherer's memo calls Jibril very smart, saying the Libyan has no desire to serve in a future government, but only wants to help in the transition. Someone should contact Mahmoud Jibril, sick, Scherer continues. He is balanced, level-headed and understands the current situation well. Cody says that Jibril, sick, said he has not been contacted by anyone from the U.S. government, Blumenthal wrote in the email. On March 15, 2011, 9 days after Blumenthal's email referencing Scherer, Clinton met with Jibril for 45 minutes in Paris. In a 1999 profile of Scherer, Slate reported. Scherer's name popped up in the course of Senator Don Nichols' angry questioning of Terry Lenzner, the private investigator who would later, in the thick of the Jones-Lewinsky-Willie-who-knows-who-else-matter, be accused, by Dick Morris, among others, of coordinating efforts to smear and intimidate those women. Scherer had apparently acted as a liaison between Lenzner's firm, Investigative Group International, and the Cheyenne Arapaho tribe. The tribe had donated more than $100,000 to the Democratic Party, hoping, according to testimony, that the administration would intervene on its behalf in a dispute over drilling rights on tribal land. Lenzner had been retained to uncover compromising links between Nichols, who opposed the tribe's claims, and local oil interests. Lenzner, while he admitted that he had accepted the tribe's retainer, has denied that Cody Scherer had ever worked for IGI, though the firm did once employ his sister Brooke. Aaron Klein is Breitbart's Jerusalem bureau chief and senior investigative reporter. He is a New York Times best-selling author and hosts the popular weekend talk radio program, Aaron Klein Investigative Radio. Follow him on Twitter at Aaron Klein Show. Follow him on Facebook. Joshua Klein contributed research to this story.